Welcome back to Idaho Matters. I'm George Prentice. Foote Park Center is having an opening in Boise. The new interpretive park has a focus on 19th century history. Mary Hellick Foote and Arthur DeWint Foote were two important pioneers who lived in the Treasure Valley in the late 1800s. They had an ambitious plan to build farms across the valley, and indeed they did. Joining us on the program are co-founders of the Foote Park Center, Mary Ann Arnold and Janet Worthington. Welcome to you both.
Thank you.
Thank you very much.
So if you could just take a moment to describe the Foote Park Center to those who may want to visit.
Well, we're going to share that, as Janet and I have done through the past 6 years. So, Janet, you want to start off?
Okay.
Okay, well, we
paint us a word picture.
Paint you a word picture. Okay. Well, there is a house that was there before, and that house has since is now nothing but rubble. And so we decided that we couldn't rebuild the house, but we wanted to do something for them. So we built the center to honor them, and we wanted people to appreciate their talents. So a part of the center It's an open air center that looks out to the area, to the hills and to the river, and one piece of it is a window, which is actually a frame of a window, but you can look through that and see the scene that she would have seen. And right next to it, we have a drawing that she made. So as you look at that drawing, you can see the same thing that you're actually looking at, which is very fun.
Can you speak a bit about their lives?
Yes, indeed. And I can talk about Mary Hellick Foote, and Mary Ann can talk about Arthur, because we have been sharing them for 6 years.
Okay.
We have divided interests.
Right. So Mary Hellick was born in 1847 in Milton, New York. And the great thing for her was that she did get an education beyond that which women had at that time. She went to the Cooper Union School of Design for Women in New York City and became quite an illustrator. And as a young woman, did illustrations for people like Nathaniel Hawthorne, for Louisa May Alcott, for John Greenleaf Whittier, for Longfellow, for some of the most famous writers of the time. And then she married Arthur Foote, which changed her life entirely, because he was an engineer and was out to find the West and see what he could do.
Why was he an important figure?
Arthur, my guy, was just an amazing person. He had gone to Sheffield College back east, which was quite well known at that time for engineering. And unfortunately, and this shows how a twist of fate can really change a person's life, he was told that his eyesight was incredibly poor. So he dropped out after 2 years and went on to self-teach in the area of civil engineering, mining engineer, which he continued to do. And so at the time they met, Arthur was a little more reserved. Mary was a little more outgoing. But they did meet at a holiday function. I think it was around New Year's. And the two of them ultimately did marry. And then Arthur started dragging her all over the place. And literally, I mean, they lived in places. She was a woman who was very refined. Arthur was brilliant. But he had a pretty high standard. He did not want to deal with ruffians, and he wanted people to be forthright and honest. So he drug her off to Leadville, Colorado. Can you imagine what that would have been like in the early 1880s? Not a refined place. And ultimately, what happened as he moved from one location to another, he was offered a job from the Idaho Mining and Engineering Company to do what? Build a canal system. And that's what brought them to Idaho.
But they transformed this region.
My favorite comment. Yes. And that was their vision. They wanted to see the valley bloom. And so Arthur, he worked so hard on developing a plan. He did all of the investigation, analyzed where all of the natural drainages were to find the best location. And there's a wonderful, well, actually two reports in the Idaho room at the Boise Public Library. If you want to go read up on engineering, you have that opportunity. Yes, that was their goal, to make the area bloom and prosper.
This is a pretty big weekend coming up for you.
Oh, yes, absolutely.
We're very excited about that.
So invite us.
Well, we certainly want everyone to come out and see what we have built there and how we are honoring these people. We have this grand opening that's going to be taking place from 1 to 4 in the afternoon.
This Sunday.
And actually, Mary Halleck-Foot will be there because I do first-person presentations of her.
Really?
So you can talk to her in person and find out about.
So do you dress the?
Oh yes, indeed.
Oh yes,
I have a beautiful white lace dress that looks just like the dress she has on in her book, A Victorian Gentlewoman in the Far West. The only thing that may be a bit of a problem is finding us. So
you're near. It's near Lucky Peak.
It's near Lucky Peak, but you have to keep going. So okay. Marianne will give you very specific directions on how to get there.
Real quick, give me some directions.
All right, you just go out Highway 21, past Discovery Park, on up the hill, take a hard right-hand turn, go across the dam, go about a half a mile. There's a sign. Make a right-hand turn back towards the river. There's a gravel road. Road's in great shape, easily accessed, and there's a lot of great parking there because the Army Corps of Engineers, who maintains that property, have been such a great partner in helping this project come to fruition.
The Corps and ITD.
Yes, ITD did a wonderful job in putting signs up to show people where to turn to get across the dam.
Yep. Wonderful.
Yes, we're very
proud. It has been such a wonderful private citizen and agency collaboration that's really made this project come to life. And I'm not sure it would have happened in a state larger than Idaho, but it was perfect for this location.
Well, have a lovely weekend. Congratulations.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Wonderful. And we want to thank our listeners for joining us. Our producers are Samantha Wright. Associate producer is Hannah Gardowski. Our intern is Ethan Weber. Our program associate is Norm Gunning. Our executive producers are Paul Stribling and Tom Michael. Our theme music was written and produced by musician Will Hall, who has a brand new music video out. You can watch it on his website, LaikaTheDog.com. You can hear today's program and previous interviews on our website, that is BoiseStatePublicRadio.org. I'm George Prentice. I'll give it another try tomorrow. This is Idaho Matters, and you're listening to Boise State Public Radio News.